Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.
A classic business on Fine Music Radio, we know that true wealth isn't just about rands and cents. It's also about living well. That's why we've teamed up once again with MedShield Medical Scheme to bring you our health and wellness feature, because smart financial planning starts with sound health choices. Every Thursday, just before 6:30, join us for insights that support your body, mind, and bottom line. Live assured with MedShield, your trusted healthcare partner for life. Sound healthcare decisions are part of good financial planning. The classic business health and wellness feature is proud to partner with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted partner for life. Well, today we're tackling one of the biggest and most costly health crises of our time, type 2 diabetes. It's the leading natural cause of death in women in South Africa and the second highest across the population, which is just an absolutely alarming statistic. But what if we could reverse it? That's the moonshot promise behind a new digital health partnership involving MedShield Medical Scheme, the Noakes Foundation, and Triba Health, aiming to bring cutting-edge personalized support to members living with diabetes. Joining us now is Dr. Shay Ganesh, Chief Medical Officer at MedShield, to explain how the program has come to fruition and hopefully how it can transform both lives and the business of healthcare itself. So, Shay, it's great to have you on. And let's just begin by zooming out firstly. How would you characterize the scale of the diabetes crisis in South Africa today? Are we in denial as a country about just how serious it is, given those numbers that I've just mentioned?
Hi, Michael, and thanks for having me. So actually, you're slam dunk on the numbers. In fact, the World Health Organization has recently released a chronic disease report for Africa and South Africa, and it essentially shows that about 30% of our population is in fact affected with a chronic disorder. Hypertension and diabetes, of course, stand at the forefront of that. And as you know, Michael, it's really being fueled by our lack of being able to sleep better, eat better, and move better. And we find that in South Africa, what's really pushing this sort of diabetes, if I'd like to call it epidemic, that's soon in the country, it's really about poor lifestyle choices in terms of foods, highly processed foods, very fatty foods, less water, etc., and foods that lack a lot of fiber. And it's all of these sort of poor lifestyle choices that are in fact leading to this accumulation of fat, which is in part causing the diabetes.
Now, the thing, and you talk about lifestyle choices are actually largely within our control. You know, we can choose whether or not we want to drink more water, cut out sugar as far as possible. You can probably get into debates around the price and access points for certain processed foods. But largely, we really can control this. So this is where you've come in now. I know we had a lunch not too long ago where you described digital health as a game changer in chronic disease management. From your perspective, what are the most promising digital levers that MedShield is activating to confront type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, so Michael, as you've alluded to, we've actually partnered with a company based in Denmark. It's called Triba Health, and this is a bunch of diabetologists, endocrinologists, and dietitians who've been able to help people safely reverse their type 2 diabetes. Now, this whole concept of sort of disease remission or disease reversal in the arena of diabetes is somewhat of a new concept in South Africa, but it is quite evolved in the US, parts of Asia, and India. And really what it means is that we're able to manage people, diabetics of course, and get their sugars back into the normal range without medication. In fact, the sort of textbook definition is if you're able to decrease that sugar level to normal levels without medication in a period of 3 to 6 months. And this is really based on a whole array of features that kind of attack quite the biopsychosocial approach to management of the patient. So this is critically important for us here at MedShield now, Michael, because in this world where there's so many easy choices, where so many sort of health professionals and members are doing pushing in terms of using Ozempics and Mounjaros and looking for sort of short-term solutions, this is something where we feel we're able to put the health back in our members' hands, and we're trying to equip them with some digital tools. So this sort of solution is really driven through both a physical and a digital approach, something I'd like to call a phygital approach. The digital approach is really having an app, and the app gives the member a whole lot of information in terms of education, the right foods to drink and eat, the lifestyle choices, tracking their steps, activity levels, tracking food logs, tracking their water intake for the day, and also allowing them to upload a lot of their medications together with all of their vitals and, of course, their bloods and clinical biomarkers. What then also happens is that the dietitian actually contacts these members on a weekly basis just to check in, help them, see how it's going, understand where the psychosocial stresses are and try to help them through it. There's also sort of assistance available via counselors, social workers, etc., to try and help them in that regard, to just try and see how we can help members maintain a stress-free lifestyle. So what then happens is all of this information that's getting collated actually sits on the back end, and the diabetologist and endocrinologist can slowly start monitoring individuals, assessing their progress with time. And as we find that members start losing their weight, we find a lot of visceral fat starts leaving the body, and the pancreatic cells start regenerating and start recuperating and are able to produce insulin again to ensure that sugar levels start getting back into the normal range. Wow. And as this happens, we find that doctors often then start titrating medication levels to make sure that members start getting off their regimens. So that is kind of the basic underlying etiology of this program and the entire kind of mechanism that we're trying to look at from a more lifestyle approach to ensure that members make sustainable life choices in their management of diabetes.
Well, that's a great breakdown of what the program will look like for a member enrolled in it and how their interaction with healthcare and self-care will change. When you look at that data collection, I know often when people think of medical data in particular, they're very tetchy about sharing medical data. How do you ensure that members' privacy and data is well guarded to build trust as you personalize the intervention?
Yeah, so I think at the start, members are fully counseled at the time of onboarding. We do take an informed consent from them to allow us to share information with their treating doctors and, of course, with the Tribe study team. Obviously, the data interchanges and the data apps, etc., where the data is stored, also adheres to POPIA and it's also HIPAA compliant. Although we work with a company that's based in Denmark, all of the data actually sits in the cloud in South Africa. So in that way, none of the patient information is actually leaving the geography that it's collected in.
Wow. And when you got into this partnership, maybe we can go back to how that came into being, because this clearly isn't a solo mission, as you've mentioned. So maybe you could just talk us through this partnership between MedShield and the Noakes Foundation and Tribe Health and how it all actually came together.
Yeah, so Michael, I think at MedShield, we're continually looking at innovative ways in which to put a whole bouquet of services in front of our members to help them make the right choices about their disease management. And like I said, in our current world and environment, there's just your sort of standard disease risk management programs that do exist in the public and private sectors. And we thought that we needed to take a different approach to try and see if we could look at different levels of adherence to these programs with better outcomes. And to this end, we started a sort of global search to look at who are the kind of best of breed partners that would be willing to join us on this journey. And this is how we'd found Triba. They've been around now for at least 12 to 15 years, and they seem to be doing some great work in this area.
I know Professor Tim Noakes has been a bit of a lightning rod in the public health debate. I actually follow a lot of the Tim Noakes diet advice, but he can be a divisive figure. How do you navigate that kind of profile in rolling out a scheme-backed initiative?
So I think Triba actually has a relationship with Prof. Noakes, and his sort of engagement with the Triba team has really been on the dietary aspects to help them fine-tune the model. So we take the device or the advice from the Triba team, but we always contextualize it to our members, to our patients, and obviously to the geography that we're in. So a lot of the dietary and nutritional advice that does come from Triba, we have a local dietitian based here in South Africa who actually takes this information and makes it very relevant to our consumers so that they're able to actually source the right products and get the right sort of dietary food sources in order to ensure that they're eating correctly.
When one looks at this, I mean, it is just a remarkable intervention when you're saying that in some cases you could reverse diabetes. I mean, it's a big claim. When you look at the kind of scientific and clinical guardrails around that promise, is there a risk of overpromising, or are you that confident in this methodology that is being developed?
So I think, Michael, what's very important to note is that the interim results that were available from our study looked at, and this is really unpublished data, it looked at about 202 participants, and we consider this to be a qualitative study. And in this bunch of about 200 or so participants, we are able to demonstrate a 95% reduction in their long-term blood sugars within 6 months. Right. Wow. And what we did see was that after a period of 3 months, their HbA1cs dropped by about 0.9%. And after 6 months, they dropped by about 1.6%. For me, what is a gratifying sort of issue from this was that more than 85% of these members continue working with us and continue with the Triba team and continue on their journey. And that is really where the crux of the works.
Absolutely.
It's about sustainable lifestyle choices.
Yeah, I mean, that to me, you know, speaks volumes. And looking ahead, could this be a digital blueprint that's extended to other conditions like hypertension or obesity?
This is correct. So the Triba team is already working in the arena of hypertension. They're looking at obesity as well, and also polycystic ovary disease. So finally, something in the arena of women's health, because it's obviously all on the same sort of basis of defective metabolic status. So these are key areas that we'd like to pursue once we have been able to demonstrate good value from this POC, and also to be able to scale it over a long period of time so that we can show that this is in fact a sustainable way to help with the management diabetes.
And just listening to the way you've approached it holistically, you know, with the clinical and the psychological support provided, because, you know, behavioral change can be emotionally taxing. It shows just how deeply you're thinking about that long-term sustainability. Do you see this as transforming how medical schemes operate altogether, away from kind of volume-based funding towards more outcomes-based health?
Oh, yes, for sure, Michael. So you do know the kind of trendy word on the market is now value-based care that everybody's looking at, and everybody's trying to get into partnerships where contracting is actually based on outcomes that demonstrate value. So for me, I think the real definition of value means different things to different people. So to a participant, to a diabetic person, value might be different. To a med scheme funder or a medical aid funder, value is different. To a sort of service provider, value means different things. But I think the end game is really to try and demonstrate clinical outcomes at scale and to try and see how those outcomes can translate into some level of financial value that puts more sort of bucks into the medical scheme that can allow and give our members better bang for their buck. So,
absolutely.
So I'm seeing this in the sense that we're able to then allow better sort of benefit designs with more richer benefits at a lower contribution for years to come.
Yeah, I mean, that is the holy grail. I mean, if one of our listeners is a MedShield member concerned about their blood sugar at the moment, what's the next step for them? How do they access this program and begin their journey?
So I think all they need to do is to try and contact us. And when they do contact us, we will get the necessary team in touch with them. Obviously, we'll have to verify a lot of their details and then take them through the onboarding process, do the informed consent, and then see if they meet sort of eligibility for this. Like I did say, this is actually only available to type 2 diabetics.
Yes.
As you know, Michael, type 2 diabetics, it's obviously related to our lifestyle choices and tends to appear a little bit later in life. When we talk about type 1 diabetics, we see this a lot in kids, and obviously there's a genetic predisposition to this. So solutions such as this in terms of reversal and remission of disease conditions often work only on the type 2 candidates. And hence, we'll have to do a full-on eligibility screening with the member, and then we can take their journey forward through that.
Well, that was Dr. Shay Ganesh from Medshield Medical Scheme reminding us that sometimes the future of healthcare isn't just about more pills or bigger hospitals, but smarter tech and better data and human connection at the end of the day. If you're a MedShield member and you want to explore this type 2 diabetes program, reach out via the app or visit medshield.co.za for more info, as Dr. Shay Ganesh has just shared with us. As always, the Classic Business Health and Wellness feature is brought to you in partnership with MedShield Medical Scheme, your trusted healthcare partner for life.
Classic Business with Michael Avery, sponsored by Alex Forbes, for insight, advice, and impact.